When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yes, sir. We are back with another one. And before I introduce our very, very special guest, I gotta introduce this fucking fat fuck, ugly pizza. Oh, we have to bleep all of this. My fault, right? Let's start again. Yeah, before we introduce,
has going no in. Respect that for the ads going that are gonna already. Be ran. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't care about the money. He doesn't even should even be here. Just replace him with me.
Shout out Icon. He's here to help me with his interview. He was supposed to help me with the drummer one, but he was too busy filming somewhere in Ontario or something, I think. And then to the left of us, we got YB. How you doing, my guy?
What's up, G? How you doing?
Good, right here living, brother. How's the drive?
It was cool. Came from the IE today, so it was cool. It wasn't too bad.
Nah, that shit is bad.
It wasn't bad, though. It wasn't too much traffic, so it was good. It was cool. I left early.
I don't like that drive because the 10 never works.
Get the fast track, brother.
I brought the 210.
Oh, you came through the 210. Yeah, no, yeah, okay.
It was a 210 today.
But the 10 is just like, they need to figure out from the city of Rosemead all the way to like Baldwin Park, or nah, I'm gonna go a little further, like to West Covina, even a little further. Like, shit never works. Like, what's going on over there? What's with the freeways over there, YB?
Are you driving alone?
Get the carpool. Yeah, get the carpool.
No, that shut down too. You're fucked.
Nah.
Yes, it is.
You just went on a bad day, my G. Maybe a bad time.
I go out over there a lot.
Timing is everything.
It was pretty smooth today. We didn't go through no traffic and shit.
What city are you from?
I'm from West Covina.
How was it growing up in West Covina?
It was cool. Pretty much, I'm from the SGV. You know, I grew up around the whole fucking SGV. But
San Gabriel Valley?
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, we moved around a lot. Dysfunctional family, you know. I was in IE for a bit, 805. I went to Mexico for a few years.
Oh, wow.
Where'd you stay in Mexico?
I was in Mañadero, Ensenada.
Yeah. Oh, so you were in the trenches. Yeah, in Mexico. It was grimy down there, huh?
Yeah, he was not at the Bufadora.
Actually, it's not too far from the Bufadora.
I know.
What is that?
It's like
Hong Kong?
Nah, it's just like a little... Like,
you're being serious?
It's like an outdoor swap meet or some shit, no?
It's cool. Yeah, it's just like a little like blowhole type shit.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like the alleys for Ensenada.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And then you were moving around because parents weren't together. They beefed it.
In the beginning, they were together and shit, but then, yeah, they separated, so we moved around a lot, but all the homies, all my family, and, you know, my heart's in West Covina, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Triple OG Smilone in the building.
And yes, then, sir. And then, did you usually stick around with mom or with pops?
It was both. Well, actually, look, so my mom's fucking, in the beginning, like, she was with us and shit, and then she fucking got tired of the bullshit, because my boys were out here running amok and shit, and.
Okay.
She pretty much wanted to leave to Georgia. So she, when she wanted to leave to Georgia, she wanted to take me with her. And I was like 15, 16. And I was like, fuck that. I'm going to stay.
Yeah, Georgia's far from West Covina.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't go. She bought a ticket for me and everything. And she ended up leaving without me. So I stood. Mm-hmm. And I fucking stood with my brothers. But these fools couldn't really handle me at the time. So they sent me to Mexico.
Was kind of like when you're, okay, so they were fucking up and you were fucking up. They're like, we want to fuck up alone and not have to worry about this food.
Pretty much.
So let's send him to a different country and let's keep fucking up ourselves.
Pretty much.
But do you guys blame your mom at all, Franny?
Nah.
Not at all?
Nah, I don't blame my mom. Because she was always there. She held me down no matter what. But I grew up alone and shit. I grew up with my brothers and my primas and shit like
and
that.
And then where's Pops around this time?
He was in Mexico.
He was in Mexico. Oh, yeah. So you went with Pops?
Yeah, I went with Pops.
Okay. But, like, see, me, like, I'm my mom's my world. And I don't know how it would feel like if she just got up and left and I was like,
she didn't get up and leave.
Get up and left. But at some point you were like, well, damn, you should have just stood here and stayed here with us. But I understand why it could be difficult when you have multiple of your kids just fucking running amok, and there's kind of like no control if you're gonna do what you do.
Why'd you choose up to stay?
I was just on that. Fuck that. You know,
didn't want to leave the homies.
Yeah, I'm staying. Yeah, Georgia's far, dog.
I'm not. Fuck that. I'm cool. You know, I'm staying here. So yeah, I just didn't go. But yeah, she tried to take me though. She did it. She tried to. She tried to show me a different life and shit. But I stood here and I was like,
and,
I'm cool.
And then when you went to Ensenada, was there kind of like a did he feel some type of way about your brothers for sending you with your dad?
Nah, because it wasn't, it really wasn't done like that. It was just kind of like, fuck. Like, because they thought I was going to leave. So,
to Georgia?
Yeah, she had a ticket for me and everything.
And then at some point, at the airport,
I was like, nah, I'm not going.
Oh, okay.
At the airport.
Run me through this day, please. Run me through this day.
She did not get her money back for that ticket.
Yeah, nah. Like,
no credit.
So my brother Taz, he took us to the airport and shit. And
LAX?
She was just like, what's up? Are you ready? And I was like, nah, I'm not going. Like, I'm not going. Like, I'm chilling.
She was here.
Yeah, we were gonna fly.
Oh, okay, I feel it.
When and, you packed, everything was packed.
Yeah, but I didn't go.
Damn,
fucking scandalous.
Yeah,
dude.
I didn't go. And
gracias.
Yeah, she left, and I stood with my brother was just like, "What the fuck? What am I gonna do with this fool?" You know,
so, barely take care of myself.
Yeah, type shit.
His older brother Taz, by the way, super feed my homie.
Yeah,
looks just like. Oh, he ain't here no more, but looks just like the. Well, he looks like them.
Yeah. They are looking like But see, but I can understand why. Like, because I'm pretty sure at some point she convinced you, like,
she's like, Mijo,
we're going to have a better life. It's going to be a little calmer. You don't got to deal with certain shit. And you're like, okay, fuck it. I'm going to just go. If I like it, I'm going to try it out.
No, I honestly didn't agree. I kind of told her off top, like, Mom, I'm not going to go. Like, and she's like, no, vamos a ir. Like, and I was like, Mom,
and then she thought the deal breaker was going to be just getting her ticket.
Yeah, and taking me to the airport.
And taking me to the airport.
Oh, he's going
to
come.
Yeah,
nah.
She was crying and all that shit. You know, it was fucked up. It was a little
sad moment. That's a fucked up situation where you're, like, that's what kind of comes with the environment that people grow up in when they grow up in the streets where, like, there's only so much your parents could do in reality, right?
Facts,
like,
facts.
There's only so much. I'm pretty sure your mom was like...
She did a lot, dog. She did a lot, and she went through a lot. My brother was fucking in and out of jail and shit, so it was breaking her down, and I felt like she just wanted to, like, run away and shit.
And then you're the baby?
Yeah, I'm the youngest one.
Oh, so she was... Yeah, you were her last hope, like, fool, come to Georgia, motherfucker. Yeah. And you were like, I'm just going to go back to West Covina and kick it at the mall.
Pretty much.
What a dick.
Damn, that is crazy. And at the moment... And then when you moved to Ensenada, you moved there, like, you go to school there?
No, I didn't go to school. My dad, he owned a liquor store, so I worked at the liquor store.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. Food, like one thing I could say about Mexico, fool, is that I learned what real poverty is over there.
Yeah, for real.
Real shit, fool. And I learned how to really, like, hustle over there.
And then, like, and get your money. And
real shit. When I came back, because I would come back and visit. These fools would always pick me up. So my brothers were like, they were still tapped in with me. They were like, oh, fool, we're going to swoop you up, bring you back over here. And they kept, like, promising me that. But I was just like, fuck it, don't trip. We're like, whenever it's you guys are good, I'll go back. But I would come visit and shit. And then when they finally did bring me back, I was, like, on a whole nother fucking
You're like, level. You fools have it good over here.
Pretty much. And, yeah, you know, it was different, fool, for
and,
sure.
And
I was, like, 16, 15.
When
I left to Mexico.
When you left to Mexico.
And I was there for like 3 years.
And you were there for 3 years, but you were obviously back and forth.
Back
tapped
and forth,
in,
for sure. Yeah.
Going back and forth, which is a vibe. Which is,
yeah. Because
I could only be like, yes. And then everything's cheaper over there.
Well, not only that, think about this. The línea was different. Everything was different at that time. It's not as fucked up as it is now. Too,
oh, yeah. Now it's a shit show when you're trying to come back or cross back and shit like that.
I mean, I feel like that shit ain't changed. I feel like it's been like that back then, too.
It was a sick-ass wait back then, too?
It was like that.
Was your pop still out there?
Nah, he's out here now.
Oh, he's out here now.
Yeah.
So your whole family was just kind of maneuvering around and stuff like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, my dad got his own little family going on over there and shit.
And then when you went over there, how often would you come back to the SGV back and forth?
I would come back and forth a few times and shit.
Like a year and stuff like that?
No, I would come back like 2-3 times a year and shit.
And then would you kick it out there in Ensenada?
Yeah, fool. Like my boy, like I had homies out there, everything. Like I was
super close homies.
Yeah, like
because you were young.
It was crazy. Fool. Yeah, like I have a song, fool, where it's called Mexico, and I talk about it. And I have one of my good homies out there. He passed away already, but he was one of my boys out there that kind of like showed me the ropes out there and shit.
And which is crazy because if you think about it, Ensenada is only what? 3 hours?
Yeah.
There's
like
only
four,
it's so,
four,
yeah, so it's not that far.
Yeah.
If it's not like you, like Georgia would have been a whole different world for you.
I got a prima out there.
That's a 5-hour
My
flight.
Prima got raised in Georgia, and you could tell.
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
like it's so, and then you moved to kind of, you would say, the motherland.
Yeah.
For 3 years, so you're kind of more accustomed. Like when you're out there, you know how to maneuver in like TJ and stuff like that because of the couple years you lived out there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like if we go to, well, TJ, I didn't really go to TJ, but if we go to like Ensenada, I'll show you all the spots.
See,
yeah.
So motherfuckers need to start exploring a lot of different shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like Mañadero is like a little city in Ensenada, so it's kind of like 15, 20 minutes from Ensenada.
And then it's like town based. Like town based where like everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, it's real small.
Okay, real small.
Yeah, real small. It's a little pueblo and shit. Yeah, everybody knows each other right there.
And was school an option, or your dad was just like, it's better.
I was 16. I was just, for what, you know?
Yeah.
I just started working. I wanted to make some money. Chilling. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, but also the Mexico and money in Mexico is not too much.
It's not. Fuck no. But I think the money you make in Mexico, I mean, it's really, I mean, I don't think it's enough, but I mean, it's enough for what it is.
It's enough.
Over
it
there.
Ain't like minimum wage right here, but they're still charging us like you need to make double to live here. You know?
Yeah, okay.
Like,
yeah. I get what you're saying. They go based off what you're making at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. It's different from over here. You ain't making no fucking a rack of fucking week over there, but. Yeah.
You could. Yeah, but if you could, that's a dangerous line to cross, brother.
That's a fact.
And then being out there, like, obviously you said, like, even though it's only 3 hours away, it's a whole different world. Like you were saying, like poverty and like the way people make money and your friends. But what's like, what was like the biggest thing that like was like, oh my God, I wish we had this in West Covina, or I wish we could do this in the
States? I think it's just knowing like what real poverty is, fool, because over there it's real bad, fool. Like motherfuckers are really struggling, dog. They shower, you shower over there, you gotta heat up your water, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like over here, fool, it's different, dog. Like, I just really like got to see what being broke is, what it really is.
Being
real
broke.
Yeah, being real broke.
Like shitty broke.
Real struggle, you know, and so I brought that shit over here. Like, man, fuck that. This is easy money over here.
You know. And when you move back, and so you would hear like homies or friends or girlfriends complain about the little shit, you'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Type shit.
Like, bro, you know what the fuck is going on?
Straight up.
Now, because I have a friend that came from El Salvador back in high school, and I remember one of the homies was complaining about something, and you could tell, like, it was bugging him that he was complaining.
Yeah.
He's like, fool, you go to the bathroom right now. You're in school for free. Mm-hmm. He's like, bro, you eat 3 meals a day, like, in high school. If you eat breakfast and the lunch, you're good for the rest of the day, in reality.
Yeah.
He's like, over there, we eat one, and that's a tortilla with fucking frijoles and queso fresco type shit.
Yeah. Yeah, shit. That'll do.
And then, so, okay, that was between the age of 15, 16. Mom's back already?
I was there from 16 to like 19.
To like 19.
Type shit,
so,
yeah.
And then mom came back within that time?
No, hell no. She stood out there for like 10, 11 years.
Oh, yeah, Georgia.
So I came back, and I moved in with mom. Because that's when my brothers ended up
together. So when you got the house, that's when mom's moved in?
No. That was a little...
That's kind of recent. But then when your brothers kind of got settled in a little more, you moved back to
Valley. Yeah, they hit me up. Like, well, at that time, they were in Pomona.
Pomona.
Yeah, so they were like, hey, fool, fucking, we're good. We got a big-ass spot. Come through, you know? And
you were like...
Oh, yeah, gone. Fool. I was like, let's roll. Let's get out of here.
Dead. Yeah. And then,
my loan was already fully activated.
Yeah, but I was with Taz at the time. And then we got a little apartment after that. And then that's where my loan was right there.
Before we move on to you being fully in America, because that's where it sounds like we're going, give us your favorite story about being in the...
That's facts.
In Mexico?
Yeah, in the fucking poverty.
In the poverty. Yeah. Tell us some crazy shit. What's the craziest shit you saw over there?
He fucked a gang of hookers over there.
We're going to get to that. That's next. Let's talk about the violence. Then the...
Man, honestly, off top, I can't really recall anything right now. But like I said, I just really learned the hustle over there. That's one thing I did learn is making money and shit.
So. Which is probably the most... Which is why... Out of a lot of people that I've seen kind of like in the Mexican uprising of rap and like Latino and just people kind of coming from, like, I guess you could say, the Chicano background and stuff like that, I could see that you're one of the more successful when it comes to knowing how to market and stuff like that. And obviously, you probably learned that from over there. I think you weren't learning marketing, but you were learning how to hustle and like.
Well, yeah,
expand.
I worked at a liquor store.
Yeah,
so like socially talking to people nonstop.
What I'm saying,
crazy motherfuckers.
And that's good. Social skills are probably one of the best things you can have as a music artist or rapper, entertainer, when it comes to being able to have conversations. Because I've sat with rappers, and I'm like, damn, this was so awkward.
Yeah.
And you're like trying to break the ice, and they're just like, yeah, it's cool, dog. I mean, yeah, you feel me?
Yeah.
The hood, I'm like, okay, but what else?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people, like, now they're gonna, you know, there's a backstory to you. Like,
yeah, okay. Yeah, like, I never really do interviews.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, let's talk about it. So then, know. And then when you move back 100% back to the States, rap started right away?
Well, my brothers were, mm-hmm. My brothers were rapping already and shit.
Oh, so. For the two other ones I just met right now.
Well, one of them.
One of them was rapping.
So they were already popping.
Oh, they were doing their own thing.
They were already like.
In the Chicano music?
Yep, yes. Yep.
Okay, and then?
Well, so my brothers, they were doing their music shit. And I was just like the little homie, you know what I'm saying? Like rolling with them and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
So I would do.
The tanga.
I would, you know, I would do shows with these fools, and I would fucking like sell CDs for them and shit at the car shows and shit.
Yeah. The real hustle.
And I low key, I fell in love with that shit. I was like, man, this is cool, you know, like just networking and fucking, you know, whatever, doing my thing and shit. So I was selling CDs, and then they were a part of a label, and I remember getting at the homie, the main dude from the label, and I
was what like, label is this?
It was called Maglock Records. This is like fucking. 20 years ago.
Oh, Sizzle. Yeah, that was fucking two.
Yeah. The dude that they were signed to was like a popular person at that instance.
Well, anyway, so when that happened, I got at that homie like, hey, what's up, my boy? Like, I'm trying to fucking do my thing and shit. What's up with my project? Like, how can I get something going and shit? And he was just like, oh, I ain't got time for that right now. You're going to have to do your...
Oh, he like... But did he sign you off like respectfully?
He did it respectfully, but it was kind of... I wasn't ever signed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I wasn't a part of the label.
You were just
but
their little brother.
I was there though, you know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker, so, I'm selling CDs. You better give me a deal.
Like straight up, you know? And but at the time I was like fuck it, like I could do this shit on my own, you know? So he was just like, nah, it's cool, like just do you. So I was like, fuck it. So I did me. I linked up with one of my boys from Santa Ana, which is a Lyrical, and he had a plug with some dude out there that would pretty much print up 1,000 CDs for you and give you posters. And all you gotta do is deliver the project, right? But you gotta pay for your beats. You gotta do all the everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But at that time, I didn't give a fuck. You know, I was like, shit, let's do it. So I started slanging. I would buy CDs from other artists. I would have fucking CDs from everybody, dog. And I was selling my CDs, and I would go book studio time, and I would record. And till I got my first little project done, I turned it in. He gave me my 1,000 copies, and I went out and just did my thing. And I did that for like 3 years. For like 3 different projects.
Mm.
And then, and then I was able to start printing on my own shit once I got my plugs and all that.
And then when was the, and this was around the early 2000s?
This was, my first project came out in like 2008.
2008,
my first mixtape. But I was on my brother's album, which was in 2006.
2006.
Yeah,
that How was. How much money you make off that?
Nah.
Why you playing on me like that, dog?
yeah. Hey, but you know that was a cool experience too.
And then obviously it's dope seeing like, I fucking only imagine, like somebody that you kind of looked up to, somebody that is your older brother.
Older brothers.
Two older brothers. Yeah. Rapping.
They go by the name of Sick 2 Sick.
Shout out them, man.
Yeah.
And then imagine them doing their thing, and you're right there just watching them. Like that's hella fucking inspirational. Like,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, and then they allow you to be in their project.
Yeah, I was like on fucking shit, like 7-8 songs.
Then did the label they ever get mad at them? Like, hey, you can't keep putting your little brother in these projects.
Nah, they showed me love. Like it was cool. It was love, but. It just when it came down to my solo project, it was kind of like, oh, we ain't really got time for that right now, you know?
And the thing is, too, don't forget that these guys don't sound like traditional Chicano rap.
No, they like lyricists.
Yeah, these guys are rapping. They don't sound fucking the slow pace, you know the vibes.
Yeah, the kind of more, never mind.
Yeah.
The little more mellow one.
We just come from real hip-hop, and we just rap, and we represented our people.
Yeah.
We're Chicano rap. I don't knock that shit. You know?
But you're just more into
the
lyrics.
Sound,
yeah. It's different. It's just a different sound. Same genre, just a different sound, a different way to go about it.
Yeah.
Which is always a good thing, because you guys stood out more than everybody else.
Yeah, facts. And that label and my brothers at the time, that was like the heart of Chicano rap in that time. So everybody knew about these fools and all that shit. That
so who else was signed to that label?
Nah, it's not really. It's they were probably the most fucking known ones out of it, besides the main dude. And then they It was just a lot of shit.
It was a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you then, have to keep in mind, it wasn't so much how it is now. Like, the digital era wasn't
slapping. No, that's why I'm asking, motherfucker. I'm like, I was cool when you guys were popping.
It was DVDs and shit. You know what I mean? Like, fools were getting popping off of DVDs. Like, I don't know how to explain
that. I see what you're saying.
Like, YouTube wasn't it yet. Like,
I mean, YouTube was there, but it was
dead. It wasn't getting utilized.
It
wasn't getting utilized the way it is now. Okay. It was a DVD.
Yeah.
And this DVD would get passed on to you. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. And then, I don't know how to explain it. And then, did you go on tour with them type of thing too as well?
No, I never did, but they did. They did their thing and shit. Yeah, I didn't get to go. I think I was in Mexico at that time.
Okay.
Because they were rapping while I was in Mexico.
Oh, so it super sucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, damn it, they're fucking whores at the show. Right here at the tienda. Yeah. My brother over there, they're fucking whores at the show. I'm at the tienda. Then, and then, when did you officially, like, obviously, I know you did that for 3 years. You were selling the CDs, the posters. Yeah. When did you were like, okay, I'm going to do this shit full time?
That was in 2008. So that's when I got that plug and I fucking did my first little project and I turned it in, got my CDs. And from there, I was just fucking nonstop. I would at least drop like one or two little mixtapes every year and I would print them up with my face on them. And now it was easier for me to sell them, you know? Mm. So now I would hit the, I was outside the Cardenas, swap meets, AMPMs, all that shit. Fool.
Oh, you was
Yeah,
funny.
I was a, yeah, like real shit, fool. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Not like now, you know, everybody now just goes on their phone and shit, but I come from that era, fool. Like,
think of the kids the trapping chocolates in the parking lot. This was trapping CDs.
Yeah.
Damn, they be kiss trapping. If you know where they be getting me a lot in Baldwin Park, the Target, it's a little two little girls. They be fucking coming up on me with the chocolates and shit.
Yep.
Did you have for a different name before YB?
Yeah, I used to go by Little Yogi.
Okay, thank God because every time they be reading the comments, I be like, I didn't know he had another name before this motherfucker, Little Yogi. And does the Y and YB stand for Yogi?
Yeah. Well, so it's for Yogi's Been Established.
Okay. So that was like one part of your era, and then this is a new you.
Yeah, because like I said, I ran the Yogi name for a few years, and it was cool, but I felt like it was kind of keeping me in a box too, you know?
By a box, you mean like cholo rap?
Type shit, like Chicano rap. Like, okay. You know, like but not like that, fool, but like...
were getting stereotyped.
Yeah. It was just not like to expand to another level, you know? So... the homie was just like, well, I think we need to switch it up, but still keep Yogi, but like, you know, figure something else out. And we came up with YBE. And then, first it was just YB, but then I didn't like how we spelled it Y space BE, but I didn't like that shit. So then we just put it
out. So we just put it out together. Three letters is way easier than Lil Yogi.
Yeah.
Like I put Y and then if you add a B, at some point, if you put a Y, but if you had a B, your shit's gonna come out because not everybody has a three letter name.
Facts. And everybody's a little. You know what I'm saying, or some shit.
The little shit's super played out
now.
Everybody has that shit. What was your first big feature? Other than your brothers.
I think before we get to that, he's been on the George Lopez. He's performed on George Lopez show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, see, that. Motherfucker talking to me about this shit. Yeah. Bring it up, please.
Yeah. So the George Lopez show, that was I just been a fan of that fool from back then and shit. And I did a song because I was going to go to his Lopez Tonight show.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was young, though. I was like 20 or some shit, and I went.
Shit, George Lopez, so at 20 years old, booming, boy.
Yeah, something like that. No, but I was in the audience, and took the CD, and I'm watching the show, and when this fool had his break, I was like, hey, George, check it out, fool, I got a CD for you. And he looked at me like, what the fuck is this fool? You know, and then he was like, hold up. And I was like, all right, cool. He did his show. And then at the end of the show, he calls me and he's like, come here in front of everybody. And he pulls out a marker. Like, he's going to sign a CD for me. And I'm like, nah, it's a song. I did it for you, dog. Check it out. And he's like, oh, you did it for me? He's like, yeah. He's like, all right, cool.
But in front of everybody.
In front of everybody.
You were looking nervous?
Huh?
You were looking nervous?
Why not? Because it wasn't, nah, it was cool. It was not at that time, but trip out. He fucking, he still had like a little more to do for the show. And then right at the end of the show, that's when he was like, hey, we got a rapper in the house. He did a song for me, and I got up. I was like, what's up, homie? Like, yeah, like, much love, fool. And he's like, you want to rap? You want to perform? I was like, hell yeah. And that fool brought me out on stage, and he let me perform. And it was cool. He let me perform. He took me backstage. I met Mike Tyson. I met Big Boy. Yeah, but, you know, I want to talk about this, though. I met Big Boy from 92.3, right, or Power 106?
He's 92.3 now.
Yeah.
Power at the moment, for sure.
Yeah, so I met Big Boy, but I walked up to him to give him my demo, and that fool turned me down, dog.
Damn. Yeah. Why, George Lopez was like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Showed you love, and this fool just turned you down.
So Big Boy didn't even accept it. He was just he said he couldn't accept it.
And I was like, oh, it's all good. You know, I was like, fuck it. Fuck this fool. Nah, just playing. But, you know, I was like, all right, cool. And then fucking George came back, and he's like, hey, Big Boy's here. Did you give him your demo? And I was like, I tried to, but, you know, homie didn't want to take it. He's like, nah, come on. And he's like, hey, this is the homie's music right here. Oh, yeah, yeah, let me see. Uh-huh. I've been wanting to say that shit on a platform like this. You know?
And then, have you ever ran into him after that?
Nah, never. So I hope he hears this.
Yeah, damn, that's fucked up, dog.
Yeah.
But see, a lot of people be fucking up, like, because see, like, when, like, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, people question George Love. Like, people question anybody with a big status, right? Like, oh, this fool didn't shake my hand or this. Mm-hmm. But you have an amazing story about this fool. And everybody else could have a whole different story, but they could be like, then you know what? Maybe I just got to give this fool another chance.
Yeah.
But then the fact that this fool didn't take your demo and then he came back and took your demo,
Yeah, it was a little, you know? At the time, it was kind of like this fool.
But you're like, fuck you.
Grew up bumping this fool,
that
you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it's all good. It's cool.
Fuck it. Did he stop listening to Part 106?
Nah,
right there?
Nah, it was all good. You know, I ain't tripping. It was cool.
So who was your first big feature? Was it The Game?
I think it was The Game for. Oh, no, actually, nah, it was Baby Bash. I think Bash was the first.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Bash
was solid, fool.
How'd you come across Bash?
Shit, I seen him at a show, and I was just like, fuck. I walked up on him, and he turned around. He's like, oh, you YB Little Yogi on Twitter? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? And
yeah, he showed love.
Yeah, he showed love. And
down to earth as fuck, huh?
Super, dog. And we got in the studio. He shot me the feature, and we did a video and everything. But yeah, Bash showed love, fool. I got a lot of love for Bash.
So. What year was this?
Shit, I can't even recall, but it was like 2010.
He was still signed to Doghouse Records?
Doghouse?
I mean, you mean Dope House?
Dope House, my father said Doghouse.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Damn, and then Bash, and after Bash was The Game?
Yeah, and then I got a track with The Game, too.
Talk about the game feature, the whole scenario and shit.
I did a song, it's called Rumors in the Street, and I say a little reference to The Game on it. And at the time, I was trying to, like, fucking get a feature and just, you know, see what's up, and I fucking sent my track to his manager, which was Tato, and Tato heard it, and he's like, hey, who's that on the first verse? I was like, that's me. And he's like, all right, hold up. And then probably like 2 weeks later, I was in the studio with him.
Fire.
Yeah, it was dope.
And then it was all love.
Yeah, it was love. And we did the song, and then fucking probably like 2 months later, he had a show at the observatory, and I was the opener, and he brought me out on stage.
And then you guys did the song.
No, we didn't perform it, but he brought me out and introduced me to everybody.
Show you love.
Yeah, it's on the video. Like, I have a video with it and shit. And
which is dope. See, but I think even, like, shooting your, like, what I'm listening to so far is, like, you've been shooting your shot the whole, like you took chances whether they were good or bad. Like, a lot of people would not go to Lopez tonight and be like, gotta see deep
straight
for
up.
Because that's crazy. Yeah. And then plus, you're doing it at a comedy show, dog.
Yeah, and I'm just on some hustle shit, fool. Yeah, like, I'm just on some, like, I'm gonna make this shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's
really what it was. Like, I'm just here to make my shit. Like, I want to get my shit heard. Like, I'm gonna figure out a way. And I felt like he was, like, the only Raza fool at the time that
was going stupid.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
But shout out your brothers for allowing you to sell CDs, because that took your shyness away. Yeah, like, you weren't shy to, like, introduce a CD or sell a CD or just sell anything.
That was natural. Yeah.
And then, because a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people be like, they kind of stutter.
Imagine he's hitting up strangers in the fucking parking lot of Food for Less every fucking day trying to get a pop.
Exactly. You know? That's what I'm saying. So then, George Lopez was just another guy at Food for Less.
Type shit.
He just happened to have a suit on with a bunch of lights, and you were like, motherfucker, hear my CD.
Yeah, and he showed love. That's right. He showed love.
And then the Baby Bash song, that kind of expanded you out towards like Texas and stuff like that. Different areas?
A little bit. I mean, it was cool. It wasn't, because at the time, for like, you know, it wasn't really, the music wasn't, I wasn't really like known yet like that. Yeah, so it was kind of like still like trying to build, you know. And, so when the song came out, it did what it did, but I don't think it was like, you know, crazy.
Would you say the Baby Bash, since he's talking about expanding more, would you say the Baby Bash record did better than the Cap G record? Because he got a feature with Cap G and a video.
Well, nah, because I'm more like, you know, it's different now.
Well, because you're more known now. And there's digital shit. Like,
it's a big difference. Ooh.
YouTube, yeah. Instagram, collaborations on Instagram. That, imagine you guys had what we have now back then.
Yeah, big difference.
crazy.
What? Like, I came from the era of, like I said, pushing out CDs, mm-hmm. and I seen the transition of the digital game.
So how hard was it transitioning?
For me, it wasn't, because I just fucking, I had so many projects already. I had like 7-8 little mixtapes that I just uploaded to iTunes, and I didn't even have to fucking sell CDs in the street no
you
more.
You have to think about it like this. Cool. So we're growing with it as it's growing.
Yeah, see, saying? But a lot of people didn't grow with it as we're growing. And let's just be honest.
But they're older than us.
No, I know, but let's just be honest. A lot of the Chicano scene, it didn't grow because they were just, everything kind of stood. You know, a lot of people don't like, I mean, not a lot of people, but just a lot of people don't like new things. They don't like exploring the new options. And that just goes with any artist back in the day. It's rare for an artist to be like, that was popping. It's obviously the Snoops and shit, that's a whole different level. But like, for somebody that was doing something in 2008, it's a little hard for them to still be doing something hard. Now.
It was hard because like I have a whole new in the later 2000s, I formed my clique and shit, and I had my crew, and I was still on that like hustle shit. So I would try to give the homies CDs, like, here, fool, go push, fool. But these fools were young, and they were just kind of like,
they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
fool. They're like, fool, you can put something on Facebook right now.
Pretty much, fool. Yeah. So I seen the difference. Like, it was a big difference.
And then shout out for you having the young life around you.
Oh yeah,
because they were like, look, we love you, we respect you, but we don't gotta push CDs no more. Here's type a Facebook
shit.
Link.
Type shit.
Press
the
shit. Yeah. And then were you on Facebook? I'm Facebook. So were you on MySpace stuff? Did you put your?
I don't think I had music on there though. I don't remember.
For real?
Yeah, I don't really remember if I was doing even music at the time, but maybe. Shit, I don't know.
Can you remember the first time somebody recognized you in the streets for your music?
Not the first time, but I mean it be happening and shit.
Like what was Okay, what was the best interaction?
With a supporter and shit?
Yeah, with a supporter.
Shit, just being acknowledged, I feel, is already just fucking cool, you know.
Yeah,
in love and shit. Yeah.
Did you ever sign to a label or a distribution?
Nah, I stood independent the whole time. I stood independent. Like I said, I wasn't gonna sign with that one label. Well, I wasn't gonna sign with them, but I was trying to like do something with them. And when that didn't happen, I just continued and did my own shit. So I've been solo the whole time.
Did offers ever come?
Recently. Yeah.
And you turned it down?
Yeah. Recently, I did.
How crazy was this deal?
Nah, it was crazy, like dumb like, crazy.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like it was stupid. Yeah. Okay, so I was just sitting here with the homie Seti from San Diego, and he said they offered him like a certain amount of money for like 15 fucking albums.
15 albums?
And I was like, fool, what the fuck? He's like, I left him on scene. He's like, I just questioned the thing, and I just left him on scene because of how fucking outrageous that shit was.
Yeah, I stood independent, and then too, like with Nip installing that shit into everybody, staying independent and shit, like that shit even made me more want to just stay independent.
What were some of your obviously your brothers were around, but what were some of your influences when it comes to the way you rap and not like the average Chicano sound? You had more of a, you know, that shit was more lyricist. What were some of your
I would say like I grew up on like Bone Thugs, Tupac, some 50 Cent. I bump Lil Rob too. I fuck with Lil Rob.
Shout out Lil Rob. I fuck with Lil Rob.
And Nip. I fuck with Nip, for some new shit.
Okay, yeah. Nip was cool. Did you ever fuck with MC Magic?
Did I ever listen? Like, yeah. I never really bumped this shit, but.
You for sure dedicated it a couple times?
Nah, honestly, I don't even think. Probably that one first one. What was that first one called? The old school one.
Something About You, Baby?
Nah. Pretty good? The old school one. Lost in Love. That was the classic.
Yeah, you dedicated Lost in Love. You're getting some pussy. I was telling MC Magic that.
That's the classic right there. Nah, but shout out to MC Magic, though. I respect that fool. He doing his thing.
He definitely went in a whole different lane, the way he went about stuff shit like that, which is amazing. Would you say that, what would you consider the status of Chicano rap right now, since you kind of came from that genre?
As in what way? Like, what
do you mean? Why do you feel like it did or it didn't elevate or it didn't keep growing?
I mean, I feel like it is elevating because you see a lot of Raza artists doing their thing right now. I mean, I don't think we're not making moves and shit. Like, I feel we're good.
Okay.
I feel like, yeah, we haven't hit that, that fucking Drake level yet. But, I mean, we're doing our shit, you know what I'm saying? I feel like right now is actually even more.
Oh, Latinos are the fucking... I just had another artist up here too from Houston. He's like, right now it's cool to be Mexican. He's like, it's cool to be any type of Latino right now.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He's like, reggaetons everywhere. our Latino artists are everywhere, and it's just like it's kind of rare seeing a brown people do what we're doing right now. And that's
about. Don't you have a song with like Peso? With Lil Peso?
Lil Peso, yeah.
You see, and that's fire, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I tapped in with him because he was, like, a little homie that's coming up, so,
and then,
you know what I'm saying?
And like, then I can see why the music would make sense, hella lyricists,
yeah.
Hella bar for bar and shit like that. And with your beat selection, do you do a lot of East Coast shit?
Nah. Like, honestly, like, right now.
I heard some of your shit, and it's, like, very, like, yeah, cool. Like, it's for now your average West Coast sound.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Like, I switch it up, but I fuck with different producers. Honestly, for it's just on whatever, just hits, you know, whatever I'm feeling, I'll fuck with it. And because I have so many songs, I probably have like 100 unreleased songs right now.
Damn.
Type shit. And I would only like fuck with a few, you know what I'm saying, that I'm gonna put out.
That type shit. Yeah, because some will probably never come out.
Type shit, yeah.
Fuck it. Did you ever do a diss song that you never dropped because you thought about it the next day?
Nah.
Like you ever went crazy?
Nah, I dropped all of them.
Because. Nah, there has to be one where you're like, oh, maybe I went a little too crazy.
Nah, I dropped all of them.
No warning shots.
No warning shots. Talk about your relationship with Andy Reese.
Oh, Andy, that's a good story. So Andy, he hit me up on Instagram, like way before he fought Joshua. He messaged me and he was like, hey, bro, I like this song right here. He's I'm a big fan of it, whatever. He would send me like posters of him bumping it, which is my song, Dreams. And it's like a positive song of like coming from nothing and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, and so whatever. So fast forward to that, I fucking he had a party for his birthday and I got invited to it. And that's when I first met him. And when I met him, that fool walked up to me. He was like, hey bro, he's like, that song like changed my life. He's all like, that shit fucking, he's like, I was fucking broken, bro. He's like, when I heard that song, that shit motivated me. And he's like, look at me now. And I was like, damn, that's crazy.
That's fire.
Yeah, he showed me love, and that's my boy to this day.
Damn, how excited were you when you before you seen him win that fight?
Oh, that shit was
like
crazy.
At home, you were like,
crazy,
ah!
Bro, crazy. Yes, yeah. For me and the whole family.
Run me through that fucking day, because I was just like you, but I don't know the motherfucker.
Yeah, we were at my prima's pad, and we were just going nuts, fool. I just remember we all had fucking cups of beers, right? We all had beers and shit, and when this fool dropped this fool, we're all fucking... Fool, the whole floor, dog, just had fucking beer everywhere, dog.
You have no idea how many times I'm like, hey, take me with you when you go to see.
Yeah, he don't want to take your ass.
You're taking me zero times, G.
Well, you're going to probably try to record him, fool.
With what?
I don't know. Leave Andy Reese alone. He ain't fucking with you. You kind of look like him.
Fuck. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know. He probably beat your ass, though.
Yeah, that's shout facts. Out to Andy, that's though. Andy's facts. A real one. He showed me love, and to this day, he still shows me love, so that's a good
shout out to him. Are you a big fan of boxing? I mean,
fuck yeah.
Like that. So
you love boxing.
Mm-hmm. One of your favorite sports?
One of them, for sure.
What other favorite sports do you have?
I fuck with football.
What's your
everything, fool. Cowboys, Lakers. What?
Shout out to Lakers.
What's your fucking team?
The New York Giants.
What'd you
say?
Oh,
you're a Giants? Oh, yes, man. Whoa,
that's
not,
what I mean.
Not only did you not pick a team close to home, you picked the whole fucking different coast.
Yeah, but Cowboys, fool, he goes for basically Trump.
You would have thought he would have been at least a Ram.
A Rams cool. But I kind of, I'm like obligated kind of to be a Rams fan. Like
yeah, yeah.
LA, like whatever they hometown win, I win. Hometown shit, but not no Cowboys fan. That's kind of like looked down upon.
We Cowboys, though.
But how the Giants, Cowboys. Though?
They're doing really good right now.
Who?
The Giants? The New York
Giants. Well, what's the standings on that?
We're 6-2.
Yeah, we're 6-2, too.
Yeah.
So you ain't doing too crazy.
Nice. It's a trip.
Come on, fool. You know you're going to go to the playoffs and that's it. Come on, let's just talk about it. Let's just talk about it. You can go to the playoffs. What is some shit you got coming up? I know you have features with endless amount of people. Baldacci, Stupid Young, and I could go on forever. You've been tapped in, you different cultures. And I think that's where a lot of people fuck up, and that's why a lot of people's music don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I think when people don't start tapping into different people, artists, or just trying to connect. Fools are too cool to connect nowadays. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Oh, bro, I don't want to slide in this DM. I'm not no fucking fan. If he fuck with me, he do. And I'm like, bro, it's not that hard to be like, yeah, I fuck with your music. Ooh.
Yeah, I did that recently with that Mexican OT from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I heard that fool shit on the fool community. I was like, man, that shit hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, that shit surprisingly dope, huh?
Yeah,
he's hard.
Yeah, fool. And I messaged that fool, like, what's up, bro? Let's collab, you know? And I brought that fool out here, and it was dope, fool. We shot a video, and he showed love.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Connecting is... How do you feel about the food community?
I mean, it's cool. Yeah.
Damn, bro. Have they ever posted you?
Yeah.
Comments went stupid, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
You read them?
Sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
I've been reading their shit. I've been posted on there.
Yeah.
I've been like, damn, comments. I've never heard that joke before. They got me right there. They be saying
but I think it's cool because they help get, you know, get music out there too. They got a big following, so it's pretty cool.
And then what's crazy is one thing I never heard was Adam had interviewed Sway and he was like, yeah. He's like, that was like, yeah, bro, I paid for promo.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit.
But what's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. But to us, it's cause like when people think fool, like we say it normal.
Yeah.
But to other people, it's like comedy.
Yeah, that's a fact. And I mean, I've been saying fool for fucking over 10 years. Say fool.
I know, but what I know, but now like when people think the fool community, it's like a whole lot of Edgar clowning and like kind of.
Well, maybe they confuse a little bit more towards the Fool's Gone Wild shit.
Which is also funny as shit.
Yeah, I think that shit's funny. I really don't let that shit get to me, but I do see what some people be talking about on how they be clowning and shit. And
yeah,
I do see that, but also do try to see it in a positive
way. Super.
It's just funny, fool. Like, that shit. Some shit's relatable. It is.
That's just hilarious.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't let shit get to me, fool. You know? I try to see shit as...
Kind of mind your business.
Yeah, I mean, I just see it and I laugh and keep moving.
Just hope you don't end up as a fucking meme on there and you'll be all right.
They posted me before. I read the comments. It was like, damn, I've never heard that joke before. The internet will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Has that shit ever got to you?
Nah, I really don't pay no mind to that shit.
What about like just getting off Instagram or like YouTube for a couple of days? Like I just
I do that. Hell yeah.
Like put my phone away and let me just enjoy my time with my family.
Yeah, I do that too. I try not to post too much and just. I mean, when I do, it's just because if I'm doing something, you know,
like productive.
Yeah, with the music and shit. But if not, there's no need to post. You know what I'm saying.
Have you had a friend switch up now that you're blowing up more and more? And talk about it, please, because people need to hear this. And how'd you maneuver around it? How'd you deal with it?
How can I speak on that?
Maybe not switch up, but striking a little different.
I've seen a lot of that, but I mean, I think it just comes with it, you know. And just gotta pay no mind to that shit. Yeah, I don't really. Yeah.
You're just like, just gotta do my own shit. Fuck
it. Yeah, it is what it is. You know, if somebody feels some type of way, then we just cut them off and keep it moving.
Okay, yeah.
Because if it ain't solid, fool, like, for what? You know, like, don't fuck with me if it ain't going to be on some real shit, you know? Like, if you're going to be the homie, you're going to support me, then support me. And if it's going to be on some funny shit, then...
How many people are still with you besides your brothers from the beginning?
Everybody. The whole clique.
See, that's rare, a motherfucker. Yeah. A lot of you motherfuckers don't know how to... You motherfuckers keep motherfuckers around because it's convenient, not because it's real.
Yeah.
And talk about that, please. How do you feel like you guys were able to keep a foundation that's so real?
Just keeping it real?
Okay.
Yeah, just keep it real, and because I'm the one that started the our own little label at the time. So when I had everybody in the team, I just kept it real with them. Like, look, fool, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do this, and this is what I could do for you. This is what I could bring to the table, and you got to do this.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
fuck, everybody played their role.
Everybody.
This is the route, run it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
type shit. Yeah, we all gotta, you know, you gotta work for yours. We can't just expect because for you could be. I could have 2 million followers, and if I post you, it doesn't mean it's going to fucking blow you up. It's not going to, you know that. Like, it's not, fool.
I mean, it helps, but at
it
that
helps,
point,
but what? What does it help with, like, a couple followers? Like, it's not going to change your life.
Now, most definitely, like, when there's somebody and like, it's, like, I totally get what you're saying. Like, example, like, out of a lot of my homies, and when it comes to, I guess you could say, the industry shit, or just... And then my homies, obviously, I'm the one with the bigger platform and popping. You can only do so much. They still got to put in the legwork.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, example, the homie Jakarta, he's killing it. But I'm like, I can't sing for you.
Yeah, fact.
Like, I'm not going to sit
and
there.
And the promo's only going to do so much.
Yeah, you got to do your job. And yeah.
But your
up.
Promo's only going to do so much.
Facts.
Like, straight up. It's not going to. It's all up to the artist, fool. Straight up.
What are some rappers that you've been listening to a lot that you feel like super underrated?
Recently?
Yeah.
Fuck. I fuck with G Perico.
G Perico's hella hard.
Shit. Yeah.
Hella underrated, though.
Yeah, I think he's underrated.
Super underrated. I mean, he drops a lot. Like, he drops, I think, a tape, like, every 2 weeks.
And videos.
And videos every 2 weeks. And he's on tour right now, but he's constantly dropping, like, excessively. He does this thing where, like, he dropped a song, I think. He dropped a tape every month last year. And I'm damn, mother. And had a whole rollout for every single one.
That's a hustle right there.
I'm like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I bet you that money came in pretty strong, though, you know?
Fuck, are you working on anything right now?
Yeah, so.
Talk about it, please.
I'm not really working on, like, a project. I'm kind of just doing, like, singles because
okay.
I feel like people don't really give a fuck about projects like that no more. I mean, I really don't. I like to hear music.
Like you hate going through 25 songs.
Yeah, 50. I'd rather just see a video and be like, oh, that shit hard, and add it to the playlist and move to the next.
Fire.
And so I just try to drop singles and change it up, you know, kind of have different sounds for each one. And I got a just gang of singles. I just dropped one yesterday, Scarface with Alan Paris.
And she does more singing?
He.
Oh, he does more singing? Yeah. Oh, because I seen the thumbnail and it was a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I see you clickbaiting. My guy, I'm mad at
Come
it.
Come on, bro.
I'm mad at it. Come yeah, shout out the marketing team. And then, fuck, have you tried maybe one day doing like a corrido or like a super louvered Lovey Dove song?
A corrido? Nah. I mean, actually, yeah, I do have a corrido like trap song right now, but it's on some like hip hop shit though. But,
okay.
But the beat's like on some corrido shit.
The beat's on some corrido shit.
And I'm looking to get a hook on it right now. So I'm talking to a few different artists.
Fire.
Right now.
And just can you kind of exploring your options?
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the next single you got coming out?
We have a single called Pressure. And that shit gonna go hard. We dropping that shit like in 2-3 weeks.
And that's just you?
Yeah, that's a solo track.
Okay. And then who shoots your videos?
A lot of different people, but my boy Destructive shoots my videos.
Okay.
He shoots most of my videos. And
Fool, you're tall.
Yeah.
And when I was looking at your video, I was setting an icon. I'm like, who's this cameraman? Because you look short, dog.
Destructive. What's up, dog?
Bro, you look. When I drove up right now, I was like, damn, that motherfucker tall as shit, dog. Like, I was like, and then I told Icon, he's like, his homie out there shoots his videos. I'm like, they need to get at him. He looks small as shit, bro.
Yeah, like, I didn't even notice that.
Nobody's ever told you that? Nah. Dog, you look short as fuck. And
does he really?
Bro, yes. Oh, my God.
I guess if you don't know,
it's probably because the close-ups.
But you know him. That's different, but if, like, I've never...
I like close-ups, who? I always tell this fool, get close-ups, who?
Yeah,
like,
motherfucker, you look 5 foot. and right now, when I was sitting right on my way here, I was listening to a couple of things. I was watching videos, and I was like, damn, this fool's short, dog. Like, he's short, and then right now I was like, damn, motherfucker, you tall as shit. And he's like, his homie, I'll try to shoot the videos. I'm like,
oh,
shit.
Yeah, that's my boy. He's been shooting my videos.
Shout out to him. No, the videos are great. I just think you look hella short in the motherfuckers. I'm like, oh, shit.
He gonna take that into consideration now.
if you gotta do it wide, bro. You gotta do it wide. He's tall, dog.
And I hate wides, huh, fool? I always shut the wides down. I'm like, man, I don't like that shit.
Damn. What's your process like in the studio? Like, what do you need? You need, like...
I need some weed.
3 hot Cheeto bags, some bitches.
Just some weed.
Just some weed? Okay.
Just some weed. Yeah, just some weed, some hard beats.
And that's it?
Yeah.
What about the people around you? You like being alone, your brothers?
Nah, I like being alone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't fuck
it
with
it. It
throws
off my vibe, fool. Like, I won't really focus like that, you know?
When it comes to dropping music, how do you usually play out a rollout?
I really don't. I just fucking shoot a video, upload it, promote it on Monday that it's going to drop on Tuesday. That's it. Move to the next.
But there has to be more. But do you feel like you can do more?
No, that's it.
Nah, that's really it. Like, that's how I've been doing it for the last fucking 10 years.
So for the reason why you asked that is because you think it builds up anticipation? Do you think people really give a fuck like that?
Yeah, I feel like if he promotes, okay, let's just say he drops, okay, you said tease it on Monday, drop it on Tuesday. Like, you don't post anymore Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Oh, no. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
that's
no,
what I'm trying to say.
No,
like,
yeah, we'll keep posting.
But damn, I don't like... You just, like, forget about the song.
Nah, I don't like leaking it, like, before, because then I feel like people just, like, I don't know. I feel like people are kind of, like...
They forget?
Fast food.
Yeah,
fast
like,
food.
And they don't want to wait, fool, and they just move to the next.
Well, remember, though, he's doing singles, not albums.
No, facts. Yeah. No, I understand that. And shout out you for dropping on Tuesdays.
Yeah, Tuesdays.
Because Thursdays are over fucking played.
Fuck, yeah. I drop on Tuesday at 7 p.m. People are at home chilling already.
Yeah, no, and then people are on Thursdays. People still go out. Tuesdays, you're at home.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You fools are against Tuesdays. Sundays or what?
Sunday, yeah, I'm against Sundays.
Sunday's not good.
Sunday at
he's watching the Cowboys
Sunday,
game on Sunday.
Oh yeah. I guess.
Well, it depends the season. It depends the season. That's valid. But Sundays are fucking horrible.
Even if fool, people are hungover, dog. Ain't nobody trying to fucking sit there and fucking.
So
be
you're
on
not
YouTube.
On your phone Sunday in the morning, like.
I'm not on YouTube. I probably not.
I guess
honest.
I feel that.
But yeah, Sundays are probably the worst you could fucking do.
I think weekends are the worst.
Oh yeah,
in general.
And
yeah.
Like I'm not a fan of Thursdays. I'm not like I get it. Why? Because the East Coast vibes is closer to a Friday.
Yeah.
But yeah, think about it. If you drop a song on Thursday, let's just say example, right? You drop a song on Thursday, and you send it to a couple DJs. But those DJs are probably DJing the time you, by the time you send that song.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a whole weekend. So now you're like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, like, when, in, but you drop it on Tuesday, the DJ's able to put in his rotation. Because music still bumps in the club.
Yeah,
like, when I'm sure. at the club, I still be like, ooh, and I Shazam real quick. Even though it's a little more rare, but, you know, you pay attention more to shit.
You Shazam shit?
Sometimes. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah,
motherfucker.
I've never done that shit.
Well, you have an Android.
I have two fucking phones right in front of me.
Yeah, no, that shit comes through. I mean, that shit comes through, fool.
Well, if we ever been at any fucking, like...
If you hear a song, fool, that you like, and you should, it'll pop up.
I guess I feel that.
Yeah. You ain't, I'd rather do that than fucking ask everybody what the fucking song is.
What's your, how do you feel about, like, radio and for the type of music they choose to play?
Man, I think I don't really. I'm cool.
He doesn't like the radio ever since Big Boy fucking.
Big Boy broke his heart. Sad, yo.
Nah, I don't. Honestly, I don't even really like. I don't even listen to the radio no more. To be honest,
you think the radio makes a big difference? I mean, I guess it could, but
like, most definitely, I think I think classic thing and very respected thing is always gonna have its power that it has.
For you sure. You want to steer this question into? Do you even hear Mexicans on the radio if it's not in Spanish?
Well, one, I don't listen to the radio. I'm just saying it's still respected. I'm a fan of corridos more than I am of hip hop. I mean, and I'm just being honest. So if I'm looking for a new song, I'm gonna go to fucking new corridos or TikTok. TikTok's a motherfucker.
Yeah, TikTok. I think TikTok.
Let's talk about it, YB.
Is your TikTok?
Fuck cracking? You, rappers that were dissing us back in the day. 2 years ago, y'all was hating on the TikTokers, and now you need us, you motherfuckers.
Nah, TikTok is.
Fuck.
They need us, bro.
Hey, but TikTok,
YB, talk about it, please.
Fool, one thing I do see on TikTok is shit goes like up quick, fool.
I guess that's true.
There's like no, what's that shit called? Algorithm? There's no like, no, none of that shit.
Bro,
there,
it's
huh?
so fast, bro. It's
fast, fool.
It's so fucking, it's right now to promote music, Facebook is coming back. If people don't know
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I still be posting on Facebook.
My guy,
yeah.
See, man, bro, satellite. His market is TC. For you need to start your own label, doing some A&R. Maybe do some, Facebook pays so much. People don't understand this. Facebook pays you the most. It's faster. And Instagram and TikTok are a little slower in other countries, and Facebook is still pretty fast.
It's slapping.
So slapping.
Yeah, Facebook still does.
It's network.
And then TikTok is just, I mean.
I even get messages from people like, hey, you know, I appreciate you posting it on Facebook. Like, you always post on Instagram, but nobody, you know, like, there's people on Facebook, dog. There really is.
When you say Facebook, you mean the fucking like page or you mean the fucking
ad?
Fool, Facebook. Facebook. Yeah. If you have your own page, like back then when you.
Like, my shit's a like page. I don't have a personal Facebook, but
no, yeah, you just have the like page.
Yeah.
But it still goes up.
Yeah, it still goes.
Because the algorithm is still pretty, it's still pretty well, like
healthy.
Pretty
it's not
well.
Hating.
Yeah. I mean the internet's gonna hate regardless.
Yeah.
But one of the one of the things I've seen, like, bro, look at fucking example, Little Mario from San Diego. He shit blew up in San Diego. I mean, on TikTok, and he's the biggest in San Diego right now. Any artist right now, like the dude, I like you. I don't give a fuck about your girlfriend. He did one song and got a deal because TikTok's a girl decided to do that with her boyfriend.
And that's that.
And well, bro, the algorithm is so crazy.
Yeah, TikTok is the new thing right now.
Do you do TikToks?
Nah, I haven't done any like that.
He has a personal TikTok for that.
No, yeah,
nah,
yeah.
Nah. I do TikToks, but I don't like do like those.
No, I'm not expecting you to sit here.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I'll do that.
I'm pretty sure your brothers will disown you.
Yeah, type fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
I just do little, like, you know, I'll do little promos and shit on there.
But you know what you gotta do is react to your music on it.
Yeah, I do shit like. Oh. Well, I don't react to my music, but I like spit my shit on there or shit like that. I'm kind of barely getting on TikTok right now, but.
You mean react to your own fucking songs?
Like, well, bro, if he's sitting there,
react
like...
React to your own song.
Let's not react, but let's just say there's a bar where he goes like, I don't know, two fat, ugly motherfucker next to me, and then he points the camera at us, that shit's gonna go viral.
Okay. Yeah,
and then somebody's gonna cut that clip and be like, okay, nah, let's just say...
The same shit.
Let's just say there's a girl, a bad bitch, with two fat girls, and she's gonna do that, and it's gonna go crazy.
That's
with
it.
You know
I
what I mean?
That.
So it's just like, it's just about what you make
That's
out of
the
your
best
content.
Shit I ever heard.
It's based off lyrics, to be honest. And I've sat here with like with other rappers, and they'll talk about how
they fucking specialize in picking.
No, they'll say a bar and try to work off that bar on the TikTok. But also, when you upload your music, you know how you gotta choose like what part is on Instagram and what part's on like TikTok. People gotta be a little smart. Like, the little things matter, I think.
That does matter.
Yeah.
Like picking the part that stands out.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, I believe that for sure.
And do you playlist some of your shit? Like, do you ever try to, like, contact people that have big playlists, like, on Spotify and Apple Music to try to...
We do, like, promos and shit on Spotify and all that shit, but...
Fire.
As far as playlists is, not really. I know I'm on that what is it, Nuestra Hip Hop one?
Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Yeah, I'm on that one, and I'm on a few other ones, but that's kind of, like, the only one that I really, like, submitted my shit to.
Facts. You any more questions?
You fucking said all the fucking questions.
Should I fucking do this for a living,
bro? Fucking sat over there.
Facts, fat fucking ugly motherfucker. Well, YB, it was an amazing conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
And then anything else you want to talk about?
Just new music coming, support. Much love for everybody supporting. And rest in peace, my boy Cali Boy. I know the homie will be really proud to see me right here. So,
my guy, RIP, you know? Man. And then all his info, well, once the interview starts, they'll see the YB and stuff like that. But make sure you guys go tap in with the music. Go follow him on all social medias. Make sure you guys go... like his shit on Spotify, iTunes, fuck iTunes, what the fuck, Apple Music. Make sure you guys go follow his TikTok. He might be doing dances with his brothers there.
Yeah.
We're not too sure.
Yeah, tap in. You never know.
Tap in. You might see the whole team doing some shit like this before. You know what I mean? Shout out Icon for assisting on this fucking interview.
Yep. My shout God, out my boy Icon.
Fat ugly. Do you guys have a crazy story we could say before we leave this motherfucker?
Fuck, I don't know. Do we? We have a lot.
Give me one where you were like, man, fuck YB. I'm done being his friend.
Nah. He's my friend till the end.
Yeah, that's my boy right here. We've been rocking together for
years.
Say a scandalous one. It's okay. Go ahead.
Honestly, I can't even think of one.
We don't really have any bad ones.
Nah, you fool are scandalous. This fool is scandalous fuck, dog.
He's a fool.
Give me the funniest one.
A funny one.
Okay, when I first met Icon, he cracked a girl with a drill.
He shot my videos in the beginning.
Fire.
Shot all my videos.
I don't shoot him now. Who cares, right?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
This fool got all the fatty on now.
Yeah, his camera's way better than yours.
Destructive. When we were broke, it was me.
Hey, but you know when I first met this fool, he cracked a girl with the drone.
I did not crack her, fool. The drone fell from the sky.
Cut her.
Nah, said it.
Hey, okay, so the drone hit a palm tree. We're filming in this fool's area for Jay Bless, if you remember that guy. Anyways, the drone hit the fucking the palm tree and it fell. And it fell on the girl.
Cracked their food.
That wasn't the first time you met me, was it?
No, I met you at the mansion. And even there, you were being a dick.
It's because, fool. You're just some fucking little fat kid. I don't even know how you made it here.
Shout out me. But man, shout out YB. Shout out and shout out Icon, especially connecting the dots, you feel me? Shit, me and YB, you might see us do some more shit tapped in. Hopefully he hires me for a skit.
Hell yeah.
You know what
hell
I mean?
Yeah, let's
destructive, you don't need a wide. I got to look skinnier and taller, motherfucker. You feel me? Shout out his whole team. You feel me? Make sure y'all go tap in with the music. Follow him on Instagram. Follow him on TikTok, Spotify, Apple Music, YB Music everywhere. And yeah, pal, we out this motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Boom.